Health workers in Haiti today begin vaccinating people against cholera. The project will reach only 1% of the population, but its organizers hope vaccination will eventually protect millions. Since cholera hit Haiti in 2010, more than 500,000 people became ill, and 7,000 have died. A vaccine may help as people wait for the real solution, safe drinking water. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
In the teeming city of Port-au-Prince, millions of people have no reliable water supply. So life for most people is a constant struggle for water. On one busy street corner, just outside one of the city's biggest slums, people with plastic buckets jostle to get to a length of garden hose. The young woman holding the hose is Marlene Lucien.
Marlene, qui ça?
That's Jean Maguire, our translator. The hose comes from a crack in the pavement. It's attached to a broken water pipe, a source of free water. Marlene controls it.
Yeah, she's in charge just to avoid people fighting for the water.
Is
it good water?
That's the water we use every day.
But it's of doubtful purity, and even though they drink it, people worry that the water contains cholera.
We're scared of it because it can kill you within hours.
Haiti's current cholera epidemic is the largest in modern history. It makes clean drinking water more important than ever. Trouble is, Haiti has never had the kind of water systems that developed countries take for granted. It's had decades of dysfunctional governments, and international aid has been unreliable, so it's never happened. And in the countryside, safe water is even harder to come by. Women in the tiny village of Balanger pound rice into flour. We're on the banks of Haiti's biggest river, the Artibonite. Other villagers are putting their rice crop through a threshing machine. Absolu Coubert is a leader of the community. For generations, he says, people here have taken their water from the river.
They spent many years drinking it. They have never been sick.
Then 18 months ago, things changed.
And suddenly they start being sick. They were scared because they didn't know what was going on.
Cholera entered the Artibonite River 60 miles upstream. Scientists say it came from a leaky latrine at a United Nations camp for peacekeeping troops who carried it from Nepal. Many people in Balanger got sick and some died.
After people have been to the doctors, they have been told that this disease was caused by drinking bad water, water that was not safe.
With the coming of the spring rains, cholera is beginning to surge again in the Artibonite Valley. But this spring, there's reason to hope it will skip over Balanger. This village has a brand new water treatment system. A U.S.-based charity called Water Missions International installed it here and in a couple of dozen other villages. Danielle Locasoli fills a big bucket from the spigot and balances it on her head for the trek home.
How far do you have to take that water?
In a place called Mirai, it's that way, 30 minutes.
It looks very heavy.
Yes, it's heavy.
She's carrying 7.5 gallons. It weighs 63 pounds. Balanger is a bright spot in Haiti's quest for clean water. But a few miles upriver, in a village called Haute-de-Bisson, we find a grimmer reality. Silencier Bonhomme unlocks the door of a similar water treatment system an international aid group put in a few years ago.
This is a water system that's no longer working, and we don't have anyone that can fix it.
It broke down just before the cholera outbreak. All it would take to fix it is a couple of new batteries and a new pipe. But when the villagers tried to reach the aid group, they didn't get an answer.
People now were using the water from the river and they got sick.
Yeah, that's a bad time to break down.
Yes, we're getting closer to 2 years since it broke down.
Right next to the broken-down purifier, a steep path leads down to the muddy Artibonite. A stately older woman named Gladys Dorsey comes here twice a day to fetch her water.
Now this is the way we get our water from the river. The way you see me taking it, that's the way everybody does.
And is this for drinking?
Yes, we drink it. We have no other source of water.
Other villages have the same problem. Water purifiers were put in, but they broke down and villagers weren't able to fix them. 100 miles southwest, there's a bigger failure. It's in a seaside area called Petite Rivière de Nippe. 9 years ago, the Haitian government built an elaborate water system here.
The spring is underneath this concrete reservoir.
That's Kenny Ray of Oxfam America.
It's clean, it's pristine. There are no people living above the spring that could potentially contaminate it. It's very clean.
The system is supposed to pump this clean water to a reservoir on a nearby hill. It was a big project. A government sign calls it a public treasure. Problem is, it's not working.
This system hasn't functioned now for over 2 years.
The pump failed. Local authorities couldn't scrape up enough money to get it repaired. It's unclear when the government plans to fix it.
It's a tragedy, particularly in the middle of a cholera outbreak, when people have to now use water that they take from the river.
And that water is unsafe, I assume?
We've tested it. I wouldn't want to swim in it. It's very, very contaminated.
So Oxfam is trying a simple, low-tech solution to provide clean water. Half a dozen men are digging holes and mixing cement in a tiny village called Fontelion. It's one of the many remote villages scattered in the lush hills overlooking a turquoise sea.
Jacob Labod.
My name is Jacob Labod.
What's happening here?
Passé là, je viens là. On va placer boîte à clocks, sure. We are putting dispensers for people to get access to chlorine.
They're installing a chlorine box. It's a green metal pole with a dispenser on top. With a quick tap, it squirts just the right amount of chlorine to disinfect a 5-gallon bucket. Soon there will be 90 chlorine boxes scattered around these hills.
The cost of chlorine is very, very low. A $100 tub will cover all our dispensers for 6 months.
The village is buzzing with excitement. Women and children gather to watch as the men install 2 dispensers. Labotte is chairman of the local water committee. He's been anxious to get the boxes installed before the rains bring another cholera outbreak. We were thirsty for something like this, he says.
I believe that everybody will be using it.
These dispensers will work for small mountain villages like this one, but it's going to take a lot more time, money, and commitment to bring safe water to most Haitians. Richard Knox, NPR News.
And our NPR crew documented Haiti's water trouble in a time of cholera in sound and pictures. You can see their slideshow at npr.org.